You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Filippola-Inkney with your local newscast. Who's eligible for property tax refunds? That's what Jackson residents wanted to know this week, now that the application period has opened. And they got a chance to discuss taxes directly with their state representatives. It was standing room only, with no open tables, on the bottom floor of the downtown Mexican restaurant Calu. Housing advocacy group Shelter JH and the Teton County Republican Party co-hosted the educational event, which drew a crowd of mostly seniors and also offered free tacos, drinks, and a discussion about property taxes. Teton County Republican representatives like Alex Muremsev said their goal for the night was to engage Republicans in the county.
Registered Republicans are a minority here, and sometimes I think it's hard for us to get our message out.
State Representatives Andrew Byron, a Republican, and Liz Storer, a Democrat, led the event. Both sit on the state's revenue committee and helped influence four bills signed into law affecting property taxes during the most recent legislative session.
I was just really happy to showcase the way a Democratic legislator and a Republican legislator have worked so close together to benefit Teton County.
Attendees learned refunds are available, but only if you qualify. And that depends on a number of factors, including what county you live in and how much you earn in a year. Dante Filippola-Inkney, KHOL News. Jackson Mayor is not running for re-election. Haley Morton Levinson announced this week that after 12 years of representing the town as council member and as mayor, she's done. In a press release, she said during her time in office, she focused on helping working families, childcare, healthcare, and housing. Morton Levinson said she hopes to inspire other women to seek leadership positions in Jackson and beyond. Moving forward, she's shifting her attention to her family, including her three children, as well as running her family business in Jackson, Inn on the Creek. Morton Levinson's term ends in January, but election season is underway. Currently, only town councilor Jessica Sell Chambers has announced her intention to run for the mayor's seat. Wyoming Game and Fish euthanized a grizzly bear Monday that had injured a cow on private land south of Tensleep. Grizzly bears have not been documented in this area south of the Bighorn Mountains since long before the bears were listed under the Endangered Species Act in the 1970s. The Game and Fish director says Tensleep is more than 80 miles away from the eastern boundary of the area, considered biologically and socially suitable for grizzly bears. And the department is not interested in allowing grizzlies to occupy the Bighorn Mountain Range since it could lead to increased potential of conflicts between bears and humans. According to Wyoming Game and Fish, officials found tracks and signs that the subadult male frequented the ranch for about a week. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Filippola-Inkney.